For the past 15 years, a group of BC video gamers have put themselves through a marathon of the mundane, risking butt-numbing discomfort and eye-crossing boredom to play what's been described as the world's most boring video game, and to play it for as long as people are willing to donate to get them to keep playing. This has been their most successful year yet, with donors ponying up $1.5 million for charity, which kept them playing for 5 days and 23 hours straight. Kathleen DeVere is one of the organizers of Desert Bus for Hope. We reached her in Victoria, BC.
Kathleen, if a listener was playing this video game, Desert Bus, right now, what would they see on the screen?
Well, they'd see some, old graphics, think like 90s video game, but not very good even by the standards of 90s video games. They'd see an open road and a dashboard and a slowly spinning air freshener.
For hours and hours and hours.
Yeah, infinity. All you do is you drive from one point to another, but there's no curves in the road or anything. And it takes 8 hours to get one point, and then you can turn around and get another point.
But, I mean, do you really have to focus? Can't you just go in autopilot?
I really wish you could, but the evilness of the game is that you can't, even though the road's perfectly straight, the bus lists a little bit to the right, so you have to be constantly correcting. But if you correct too far, you'll crash on the left, and if you don't correct far enough, you'll crash on the right. So it really does require constant attention.
Has anyone crashed?
Oh my gosh, so many people.
Well, what happens when you crash the bus?
Oh, well, then nothing happens for a while, and then you see red lights flashing on screen of a tow truck, but you never get to see the tow truck, and then you start moving backwards as you're towed back to where you started from in real time.
And you start again?
Yeah, you start again.
I guess there is a reason why it's called the world's most boring video game.
It's truly agonizing, I have to say.
How long does it take to actually get from point A to point B?
It takes 8 hours in real time.
And then you get one point.
Yes, and then you turn around and do it again.
How many points did you get in 6 days?
Well, I actually said that I refuse to drive unless absolutely necessary because I really hate doing it. But we got the run got, I think, 10 points.
How many people will take the wheel in a week like that?
Well, we've been doing this this is our 15th year doing it, and we all started doing it when we were in our early 20s. And, of course, 15 years plus early 20s is we're all sort of approaching our 40s now. So we have, rather than playing it, you know, one person for as long as possible endurance, we work shifts. So we had like a shift of 6 hours apiece. And so we had four people on our shift. We'd sort of trade back and forth, except me, because I refuse to drive.
But when you are driving, what goes on inside your head as those hours go on and on and on?
I mean, realistically, you're trying desperately to think of anything else, but at the same time, you do have to pay attention. Otherwise, you will crash the bus. So you have to sort of be always half paying attention. So it's very tiring, honestly, because while you're doing this, you have thousands of people watching you, and you're, you know, trying to uphold a conversation or do challenges or skits or something like that, and, you know, have a good time and make it look like it's a funny and engaging thing so people want to keep watching and donating.
And this is another aspect of it, right? Is that people from around the world are watching as your group plays this extremely boring game. So what are they waiting to see?
Well, the game, the actual playing of the game is almost secondary. It's sort of the excuse that brings us together. But you sort of get this situation where you have, you know, four people in a room who are trying to entertain themselves by whatever means necessary. So, you know, we, for example, there was the morning shift played coffee pong because, you know, that's a way to keep yourself amused. We played Dungeons and Dragons for our shift. We did a game called Aggressive Surprise Compliment Round, where you had to give somebody a sincere compliment at the drop of a hat, which as a bunch of millennials was extremely uncomfortable and stressful. The evening shift dressed up like characters from Star Trek, The Next Generation.
Well, you know, it sounds really, really dull. But, you know, we spoke with a man last week who is the proclaimed dullest man in all of the UK, and he declared that dull is the new black.
Oh, we should have him come in and drive. He might like doing it. He could certainly take all of my driving shifts.
He would actually make a calendar for you out of your desert bus for hope. So that's what he does. He makes boring calendars. Do you think you'll ever drive the bus again?
Oh, I will definitely. We're gonna be doing it again. This is an annual tradition. It's for a good cause, and we raise a lot of money. So we'll definitely be doing this again, and I will drive. Like I always say, I sort of jokingly, I don't want to drive. It's just I really do find it stressful and annoying. So I will only drive if somebody needs to go to the bathroom or eat food. I will fill in while other people are doing challenges, but please don't put me. But I don't even like driving in real life. Driving the bus is so much worse.
And just finally, what are you raising the money for?
We are raising the money for Child's Play, which is a charity that operates internationally that raises money for children's hospitals, including a bunch here in Canada. They provide various services, whether it be toys and games for kids who are in hospital, just money, depending on where the hospitals are. Some of the hospitals overseas just get cash. And also sometimes technologist positions and research that allows them to research how to use games and toys and stuff like that to help kids who are dealing with treatment, you know, in terms of pain management and stuff like that, which is really cool.
All right. Well, congratulations on completing the money that you raised. And it's good to talk to you, Kathleen. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Kathleen DeVere is one of the organizers of Desert Bus for Hope. She was in Victoria, BC.